Our next speaker is a representative of Pax Christi. Pax Christi is the international Catholic peace movement, which is truly international. It's active and organised in 27 countries around the world. It's involved in peace education, anti-nuclear work and anti-arms trade campaigning. Their representative today, Stuart Hemsley, has a record of 20 years as an educator and activist in the cause of peace. Stuart Hemsley.
Peace be with you all. Pax Christi was conceived significantly by two women, one French, the other German, following the horrors of the Second World War. We support this demonstration today because as those who would be called children of God, we must be peacemakers. Peace doesn't come cheaply. It has to be worked at and made. And so our faith teaches us that we must do justice to all without partiality and do what is morally right. Then and only then will we have what we most desire, peace and security. As a nation, we have not done this. Instead, over the last 4 years, we have made war on the Balkans, Afghanistan and Iraq. Again and again we have been told we had no alternative. A statement that is morally and spiritually bankrupt. There is always an alternative. Christianity teaches us not to deal in falsehood and lies, but to speak truth and deal honestly with one another. This is to be the norm for the whole of society. Sadly, we see a British government lining up with Pontius Pilate, who cynically asked, truth? What is truth? To which the answer seems to be, whatever will serve the purposes of the government of the day. The big issue of the war in Iraq is not the savvy actions and crude language used by government, which we have heard from the Hutton Inquiry, but one simple fact. The people of this country have been deliberately deceived. We've never at any time given our consent to be led by George Bush. Come to that, neither have the Americans. Judges appointed by his father appointed him. But Mr. Blair, without our consent, has allowed us to be used to further the nefarious cause of bringing about the new American century. We're told the world is better off without Saddam, that he had to be removed anyway. But why was he chosen? Israel is carrying out a policy of ethnic cleansing with a barbaric ferocity on the Palestinian people. China is responsible for gross violations of human rights in Tibet. Turkey abuses and oppresses the Kurdish people. I've witnessed this at first hand and have seen the burnt villages the Turkish army leaves behind it. We know that Saddam Hussein was not unique in being an abuser of human rights, but he also sat on vast oil reserves, and that made him different. Other issues have been brought into focus too. The disgraceful treatment of people, including children, held at Guantanamo Bay. Christianity teaches us that all people are made in and bear the image of the divine. To violate another is to violate God. We cannot remain silent when faced with the shackled, hooded prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, caged like wild animals. If we don't raise our voices on their behalf now, when our turn comes, there will be no voices to be raised. Civil liberties worldwide are in danger. Together, we must confront these issues. We must not be divided. We must not allow ourselves to be used for other political agendas. Our diversity of faith and political beliefs can be a strength if we unite for the common good, working for a world of justice and equality, where we desire the good of the other as much as our own. As Martin Luther King said, we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or perish as fools. Thank you.